Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Tom Zacharias, National Crop Insurance Services President. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
From the data collected by individual companies, NCIS summarizes this data and maintains a database on cotton and all crops nationwide, which is used by the crop insurance industry to constantly improve our service and risk management tools to ensure quality risk management services for cotton farmers.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Predominant form of crop insurance is administered by the USDA through the Risk Management Agency and is commonly referred to as multi-peril crop insurance. For multi-peril crop insurance, RMA sets the premium rates for cotton farmers. Second, there is crop hail insurance, which has been around for well over 100 years. It is regulated by individual state insurance departments. Here, NCIS is the statistical agent for the crop insurance industry. What this means is NCIS is a warehouse of statistical data, and individual companies use this data to set crop hail premium rates for cotton farmers. State insurance departments require that cotton premium rates be set actuarially sound yet not excessive. Both the individual companies and NCIS are routinely audited to ensure that data reported is timely and accurately and in accordance with state insurance departments' requirements and regulations.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These research results are used to validate or update loss procedures to ensure that losses are not overpaid nor underpaid. Specifically, over the last 3 years, NCIS has been conducting cotton research in Florence, South Carolina, Lubbock, Texas, Maricopa, Arizona, and El Centro, California.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Not just for cotton, but for all crops, we are seeing a trend toward choice and flexibility. Crop insurance works so well because individual farmers can build out policies that match their farm's unique characteristics and their own personal risk tolerance. The Farm Bill added even more choice to the farm safety net, and we would encourage every cotton farmer to consult with their crop insurance agent and make use of the decision aids currently available and being developed by the land-grant universities to make the best choice for their farm.